DOGE's estimated savings reach $115 billion. By Hannah Knudsen on March 18, 2025. The Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, has saved U.S. taxpayers $115 billion, according to the official website's latest update. DOGE savings have increased to $115 billion, which DOGE notes is a combination of asset sales, contract/lease cancellations and renegotiations, fraud and improper payment deletion, grant cancellations, interest savings, programmatic changes, regulatory savings, and workforce reductions. This breaks down to roughly $714.29 saved per U.S. taxpayer, of which it estimates there are 161 million. It notes on the website that the DOGE teams are working to upload all of the receipts in a digestible and transparent manner consistent with applicable rules and regulations. To get started, listed below are a subset of contract, grant, and lease cancellations, representing 30% of total savings. It writes, noting that the contracts currently listed on the website have been posted on fpds.gov, which can have up to a one-month lag, resulting in some discrepancies between the figures posted by FDPS and figures posted by DOGE. Eventually, DOGE states that it will update the figures in real time rather than weekly. Currently, on the agency leaderboard, the General Services Administration, GSA, stands out as the agency with the most savings, followed by the Department of Education and Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. Those with the least amount of savings include the Department of State, NASA, and the Department of Energy, DOE. Last week, DOGE posted a contract update, highlighting 162 additional cancellations of what it described as non-essential contracts with a ceiling value of $205M and savings of $90 million. This included at USDA canceling a $10.3 million unnecessary contract which, ironically, was for identifying unnecessary contracts, it noted. President Trump brought much of the waste, fraud, and abuse discovered by DOGE to the forefront during his speech before Congress this month. $22 billion from HHS to provide free housing and cars for illegal aliens. $45 million for diversity, equity, and inclusion scholarships in Burma. $40 million to improve the social and economic inclusion of sedentary migrants, Trump began, adding, "Nobody knows what that is," triggering laughs. $8 million to promote LGBTQ++ in the African nation of Lesotho, which nobody has ever heard of, he continued. $60 million for indigenous peoples and Afro-Colombian empowerment in Central America. $60 million. $8 million for making mice transgender, he said. $32 million for a left-wing propaganda operation in Moldova. $10 million for male circumcision in Mozambique. $20 million for the Arab Sesame Street in the Middle East. $20 million for a program. $1.9 billion to recently created Decarbonization of Homes Committee headed up, and we know she's involved. Just at the last moment, the money was passed over by a woman named Stacey Abrams. He continued, also highlighting a $3.5 million consulting contract for lavish fish monitoring, $1.5 million for voter confidence in Liberia, $14 million for social cohesion in Mali, $59 million for illegal alien hotel rooms in New York City, $250,000 to increase vegan local climate action innovation in Zambia, $42 million for social and behavior change in Uganda, $14 million for improving public procurement in Serbia, and $47 million for improving learning outcomes in Asia, as Breitbart News detailed. Related, bring the receipts. Trump lists government waste DOGE has found.